Krina whimpered in terror, pushing past Aggie as she flew up the ramp.
"They're coming! They're coming!" she screamed. "I thought you said they'd be out for at least a day!"
The Troid rotated her visual sensors casually toward the ramp.
"Nobody's perfect, even a Troid. Let's get out of here."
The Troid snapped back to service and activated the launch sequence. It seemed like forever before the craft finally clambered to life, momentum disc gaining velocity. Vibrations rattled everything from her teeth to the shell, then gradually settled into a low drone as the craft lifted slowly from the ground. She turned back to the holoscreen as the ship accelerated and watched Videris shrink to a dot, then vanish.
"Are you setting course for Cyraria?"
she asked.
"Cyraria's in the same spiral arm as Videris, but roughly 15,000 light-years away. Our maximum range is only 10,000.
So where's the nearest planet?"
Aggie articulated one of her digits to the chart's display.
"This one, HE/927-652-alpha.
It's out of our way a little, over the Orion Bridge, but only about 9,500 light-years away and in the same general direction. Is that okay with you?"
Krina stared at it absently, wondering why she didn't feel more enthusiastic.
"All right, Aggie, let's get out of here."
A moment later, the stars mutated from shining jewels to smudges of light, then evaporated into time and space. She tried to smile, hoping to dispose of her feelings as easily as warp harmonics had the stars. But the vestige of something dark remained.
"Full of surprises, isn't she?"
Troy smiled. The Bright Star name has always been synonymous with the unexpected.
"Are we in pursuit?"
the integrator asked. "Once we verify their destination, you'll never believe where they appear to be headed."
"Where?"
"Terra."
"Ah, Terra. Perhaps she's not as smart as we thought."